friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, happy Thursday, this 25th day of August, 2016. How are you, friend? It's Joey Kroll with you. Yep, got my cup of coffee here. And, yeah, looking forward to our fellowship today. Here we are. It is Thursday. So good to spend some time with you here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And praise the Lord, Aubrey and I, my wife and I, are celebrating. Our kids are back in school, back on normal routine. We don't have to hear, Mom, I'm bored. Dad, I'm bored. Nope, don't have to worry about that at all, at least not until Saturday. Oh, Fred, I hope you are doing well today. Good to fellowship with you. Hey, you know what? God is on the move here at Great News Radio. He really, really is. This past Friday, Mark announced some exciting news with the Great News Radio Center right there in the Lincoln Square Mall. We're so excited. It was a unanimous decision for the board to move forward with this. So the excitement is building and more to say in the days ahead. But if you missed last Friday's program, I really encourage you to visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on archives and listen to last Friday's program with Mark and Jason. You kind of get updated on that. Also, the newsletter that was sent out, I think, Monday, Tuesday, some of us received it, has more details. So I encourage you to read and pray over that newsletter. If you have not received one, give us a call. We'll love to update you on just what God is doing here at Great News Radio and how you can pray and maybe even support what's happening here at the radio ministry. Our number here is 217-367-7777. Let Karen know that you would like the latest newsletter to be sent to you. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to do a study on walking by faith, but also sometimes we need faith to persevere. So we're going to be talking about faith today right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on this Thursday here on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, you may have heard the story of Charles Blondin. You familiar with that name? Well, he was a very famous tightrope walker back in the 1800s. In fact, in September of 1860, his greatest fame came about when he was the very first person to tightrope across the mighty Niagara Falls. I mean, talk about walking by faith, right? Well, anyways, Niagara Falls, it was stretched over 11,000 feet. I mean, from one side of the rope to the other, 11,000 feet. Think about that. That's over a quarter of a mile. And people from Canada and America came from miles away to really see this stunt that he was doing. He was walking back and forth on this tightrope over the Niagara. He was riding a bicycle. He was doing it on stilts. In fact, he carried a mini stove and cooked an omelet in the middle of the tightrope. I mean, this guy was all about it. And people were cheering him on, and they were saying, "You can do it, you can do it." And then he asked, "Hey, do you think I can take this wheelbarrow and go back and forth on it?" And they're like, "Yes, yes, yes, you can do it, you can do it." And then, "Do you think I can wheelbarrow person back and forth over the Niagara?" And everybody was cheering and said, "Yes, yes, you can do it, you can do it." And then he said, "All right, who wants to get in?" Nobody volunteered, obviously. You know, friend, we enjoy talking by faith, don't we? It's easier to talk by faith than to walk by faith. Isn't that the truth? See, walking by faith is so much more than saying I'm walking by faith. Walking by faith is seeing all the do not enter signs, seeing all of the dead end signs as you're moving forward, seeing all the turn around danger signs and still saying, "God, I'm still going to trust you despite all those signs." Walking by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." Faith is belief plus action. That's what it is. Faith is a living, restless thing. Faith is something that moves. It simply cannot be inoperable. I mean, we have to use our faith. And you know what we fall into sometimes, and I'm probably leading the pack here. What we do sometimes is say, "Okay, God, let me see it so that I can believe it." Right? When it comes to the matters of faith, we say, "God, let me see it so that I can believe it." But God says, "No, I want you to believe it so that you can see it." Right? I mean, Moses, God wanted him to depart the Red Sea. Just throw your stick into the water. Abraham, "I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son." That didn't make sense to Abraham. Naaman, "Go dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan River for your healing." That didn't make sense. Noah, "Go build a boat for me because a flood is coming, even though you've never seen rain." That didn't make sense. Joshua, "I want you to walk around the walls of Jericho to bring down this city." That makes no sense. Gideon, "Hey, I know you got a large army of 135,000 men, but I want you to take only 300 into battle." That doesn't make sense. Peter, "Cast your net on the other side of the boat, even though you've been fishing all night, caught nothing." That don't make sense. What we like to do is, "Lord, show me so that I can believe it." God says, "No, I want you to believe it so that you can see it." Dr. Tony Evans, just a dynamic preacher. That's what he is, a dynamic preacher. He said one time, "Faith is acting like something is so, even when it's not so, in order for it to be so simply because God said so." Did you get that? He said, "Faith is acting like something is so, even when it's not so, in order for it to be so, simply because God said so." In other words, faith is acting like God is telling the truth. So we are called to walk by faith, right? But sometimes we need faith to persevere. Have you ever gotten to a point in your life where the storms come and the issues arise and the problems come, and it leads you to question
God, did you really call me to do this? Because if you really called me to do this, none of this stuff would be going away. Right? I mean, have you ever been there? Because I have more times than not, I'll tell you. But sometimes in those moments, we need the faith to persevere. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 6. We're going to look at some verses here. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 53. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 53. If you are driving, please don't get your Bible and try to read along with us. Just listen. Trust me, I'll just read it for you. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 53. This is right after Jesus feeding the 5,000. Verse 45 says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Verse 47, later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was alone on the land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out, because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. So you're probably listening to this and reading Mark chapter 6 and wonder to yourself, what does this have to do with anything on faith? In Mark chapter 6, verse 48, it says, they were straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Now, I think it's in two other gospels you can read this story. There was a storm about to come. The wind and the waves was crashing against the boat, and they were struggling. They were straining at the oars. New Living Translation says they were in serious trouble, rowing hard and struggling against the wind and the waves. King James Version says, and he saw them toiling in rowing. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says he saw them battered as they rowed. These disciples were struggling. But it's also kind of interesting, too, because these men were professional fishermen. Okay, so this tells you how big of a storm that was taking place here. I mean, they were struggling. Friend, can I ask you a question today? Do you find yourself struggling in the ministry that God has called you to serve in? Do you find yourself, as the Bible says, straining at the oars, discouraged, exhausted? Have you ever gotten to a place where you're so discouraged, so down, because the straining of the oars has worn you out? Have you ever found yourself questioning, Lord, did you really call me to do this? Did you really call me to do this? Because if you did, it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this discouraging. It shouldn't be this much toiling. Friend, if that is you today, believe me, I've been there. Oh, my goodness, I have been there. Friend, let me ask you a question. While the disciples were straining at the oars and a storm was about to brew, who sent them in the boat? Who sent them ahead to Bethsaida? Jesus did. Mark 6, 45, verse 45, it says, immediately, watch this, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him. Friend, we need to remember, in the ministries that we serve in the positions that we serve in, we need to remember that while we're straining at the oars, and those seasons will come where we're toiling, we're discouraged, we need to remember of the calling that God has placed on us for that particular season. See, we need to walk by faith, but also sometimes we need faith to persevere. Because in those moments, we will doubt the calling. We will doubt the call. We will doubt the whole, Lord, did you really call me to do this? And when we do, we need to remember what verse 47 and 48 says. It says, later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on the land. Okay? So they were in the middle of the lake. I think it says, one account of this story says they're about 4 or 5 miles off. Jesus was alone on the land. Look at verse 48. While they were separated, verse 48 says, he saw the disciples straining at the oars. Did you get that? He saw the disciples straining at the oars. See, they may have been alone physically on the lake in the middle of the storm, but the Bible says Jesus kept his eye on them. Friend, I want to encourage you today, if you are serving in whatever capacity and you're straining at the oars, you're about to throw it in, you're about to throw in the towel, just remember that Jesus got his eye on you. It's all in the palm of his hand today, child of God. Yeah, we need to walk by faith, but sometimes we need the faith to persevere. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, I like the King James Version. It says, faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Watch this. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Fix our eyes on him, my soul.
Music from Keith and Kristen Getty, and By Faith, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Any big plans this weekend? Yeah, I'm going to be heading down to Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to spend a couple of days down there. I'm going to go visit Dr. Charles Stanley's church. It's been about a good year since I visited his church, so we try to go down there every year. So that's my plans. I pray that whatever you do, I pray that it's a blessed one and a safe one. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning. Hope you can tune in for that at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.